Chris Hughton, congratulations. Just to give you your initial thoughts on the game.
I thought a really good professional performance away from home that we had to work really hard for. I think these are a good side. A lot of energy in the side, and I think to have a clean sheet against them, I think, is a really good display from the team, a good defensive display from the team. But we also got two goals and could have had more, certainly on the counter-attack. But it was that type of game where we had to make sure and defend well, which we did, and that gave us the opportunities to go and win it.
We'll talk about the clean sheets in a moment. I guess the first 15 minutes or so, they made life quite difficult for the Albion, Chris.
Well, I thought they made it difficult for us over the 90 minutes. They're a good side. They played a game at a very high tempo. We needed Stocco make a couple of good saves, and we needed defenders to defend very well. Probably in the early part of the game, too many crosses came in, and that was something that we had to rectify. But we've made a habit of sort of staying in games when we're under a little bit of pressure, and we always know that we've got some quality in the side that can produce something.
And you've also made a habit this season, Chris, of scoring important goals at important times. How important was that Anthony's goal just before the interval?
No, massive. It's... You know, it's the time of the game where, you know, it affects the team that score it, and of course affects the team that concedes it. And what we had to make sure and do was capitalise on that. But it also, what it meant was, is that they then had to open up their game even more. And that was the case as the game went on, and that's why we ended up having so many chances at the end.
And one of those chances went in, and another goal for Anthony Knockaert. Just give us your views on that second goal, Chris.
Well, it's probably nothing different than what we've seen from Anthony all season. And you give him that space and time, and he can produce. And that certainly takes a little bit of weight off, because at that stage they were pushing hard. And you know, sometimes in them type of games the equaliser comes. But that certainly gave us that little bit of release. But again, I say Anthony's been doing it all season, and a super time to do it again.
You mentioned clean sheets, Chris. That's 21 this season. That's massive.
Well, it's been the basis of what we've done and what we've been able to achieve so far this season. But that's not just down to a goalkeeper and a back four. It's about players defending from the front. Tom Ehema dropping back in, Glenn Murray dropping back in, working. It can't just be about a back four and a goalkeeper. And it's wonderful for them, because the exact same way that, you know, we score goals, and of course the forward players get the credit. So wonderful for the defensive players that we have, but it's about a real good, strong team effort.
We'll talk about someone perhaps has an unsung hero this season, Dale Stevens, in the last few weeks particularly. What did you make of his performance today, Chris?
Yeah, I thought it was excellent, really. And in a time where they tried to overload that midfield, and they've got some very good passes in there, and there were periods of the game that was quite difficult. But he's been a mainstay. He's played a lot of games for us, and I thought he was really excellent today.
We talk about away performances, Chris. There's been so many good ones away from the Amex. Sheffield Wednesday particularly. Was this as good as the Albion have been professional-wise away from home this season?
Well, I think so, but probably more because of the timing. I would still say that Sheffield Wednesday was probably our best performance away from home, but I think at this vital stage, coming to a club that, apart from their last game, have been on a really good run at this stage of the season, and what it meant, I think, to dig a result out like we had to, and then, say, go on and probably could have got more goals. I thought they were outstanding today.
Final question, Chris. 3 points at home at Wigan. Would that, in your mind, give Albion promotion?
Well, I think as manager and as a group of players, you shouldn't think of it that way. I think we all know that a win on Monday will, you know, all but mathematically see us up. But I think it would be irresponsible of myself and a group of players that have conducted themselves well all season, done it the right way all season. And still, the aim has to be, we've got four games left to try and get as many points in them four games as possible.